Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and today on the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'm winding back the time machine to 1936 and to some of the very rhythmic music from that year. All's Fair in Love and War was composed in 1936 by Al Dubin and Harry Warren and introduced in the Busby Berkeley musical Gold Diggers of 1937. This is Scott Poppiano and the Rhinestone Barton in RKO's Iowa Theatre, Cedar Rapids. Scott Foppiano with All's Fair in Love and War from a CD released in 2002. I've two Cole Porter pieces on today's Hot Pipes. The first is from the film Born to Dance, which starred Eleanor Powell, James Stewart and Virginia Bruce. Easy to Love was originally written for the 1934 Broadway show of Anything Goes, but was cut at the request of one of the principals. One of the finest performances that I have on Theatre Pipes is by veteran American organist Ed Gress, recorded here during a 1958 concert on the Wurlitzer in the Metropolitan Theatre, Boston. Thank you. Easy to Love, Ed Gress and the Metropolitan Boston Wurlitzer. One of the popular dance band tunes of 1936 was Billy Hill's The Glory of Love, which Benny Goodman took to number one in the US charts. The late Stan Kahn taped this swinging arrangement during his residency on the Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre St. Louis for an album released in 1972. The Glory of Love, played by Stan Kahn on the Fox St. Louis Wurlitzer. Joseph Rixner was a German composer and conductor whose greatest works were written in the 1930s and 40s, and his repertoire is still played today, especially by brass bands. His best-known composition, at least outside of Germany, is the tango Blauer Himmel, or Blue Sky. For reasons unknown, Peter Lisch named the music Nightfall on a cassette which featured the ex-Granada Bedford Wurlitzer, then in the James Finnegan Municipal Hall in Eston, Middlesbrough.
Thank you.
Staying with the Latin American vein, that was Ponciana, Song of the Tree, played by Tom Ganaster on a rare Wix Theatre pipe organ in the home of Robert Wheeler in Lockport, Illinois. The Wix was the last new organ of its kind to be built, and it was originally installed in 1958 in the Abundant Life Building, Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was constructed for the headquarters of the televangelist Oral Roberts. Next up is another rarity, being as the San Francisco Hubcaps only produced one album. In spite of the jacket notes extolling the virtues of the all-girl showbiz veterans who supposedly made up the group, it was in fact comprised of one man, George Wright, playing percussions and the piano on his South Pasadena studio Wurlitzer. And the music is, of course, San Francisco, which was the theme for the film of the same name. George Wright certainly wasn't averse to injecting humour into his music, although that's probably one of the most extreme examples. Back to Cole Porter for his second song today, this time from the 1936 stage musical Red Hot and Blue, which had three of the best headliners of their day, Jimmy Durante, Bob Hope and Ethel Merman. Three songs survived, Down in the Depths, Ridin' High and this, It's Da Lovely. It's Tony Fenelon and the second Wurlitzer that graced Hoyt's Regent Theatre in Melbourne, Australia.
Thank you.
It's De Lovely, Tony Fenelon at the Wurlitzer of the Regent Melbourne. Another song that was introduced by the 1936 film San Francisco was Would You, composed by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herd Brown. Ronald Curtis made this arrangement for one of his Comptons in his Paramount Organ Works in Bolton, which was issued on a Deco Argo LP in 1972. Would You, from the 1936 Clark Gable, Jeanette MacDonald and Spencer Tracy film San Francisco. To close this 1936 edition of Hot Pipes, here's a rousing big band number that was co-written by Benny Goodman and was also, of course, a big hit for his band. This is a track from a new CD recently released by the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne, Indiana, featuring Mark Herman and the theatre's original Page organ, Stompin' at the Savoy. Stomping at the Savoy. Mark Herman and the Embassy Fort Wayne Page Organ close today's show. Hope that you've enjoyed this all-too-brief trip back to the swinging music of 1936, and that you'll join me again next time for a visit to 1937 songs. Until then, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.